Welcome back to the JXW Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Poetics, and if you are new here at the JXW, we strive to help you pursue God, seek freedom, and acknowledge your God-given gifts. Hey, it's been a long minute since we last heard from each other, since we last had a conversation. I just want to say that so many things have happened since the last time we met. Actually, this is an ironic episode because this episode was planned like months and months ago. And the start of the Pivot series, just a little background on what this is. Basically, the Pivot series, we did this earlier in the podcast, but basically the Pivot series is going through the deepest moments of our lives, the hardest moments of our lives, and literally episode by episode, tracking those moments so we can build from not so doing well to absolutely conquering every piece and every bit of what that moment took from our lives, whether it's a childhood trauma or even something that happened even last night. It's a time for us to be vulnerable and just open up about the things that we go through that we haven't tapped into, that we have no idea that's affecting us today. And the reason why this episode is so special, or at least it's just so on time, because I'm not gonna lie, I named this episode Rock Bottom Just Got Deeper. I named it like a month ago, right? I'm starting to plan stuff a month in advance, right? And God has a funny way, he has a creative way of making things happen that I never planned to happen. Last episode, we were talking about the fact that God's plans, they don't fit on our goal sheet. God's schedule is not our schedule. The things that happen in our lives, we deem them to be horrible. We deem them to be traumatic. We deem them to be terrible. But in all actuality, God is setting you back for a major comeback. God is setting you up to be like, hey, my child, I'm gonna put this piece in front of you, but don't worry. In about a couple more steps, you're gonna take this piece and you're gonna conquer it. So when I named this episode Rock Bottom Just Got Deeper, I had no idea that rock bottom would get deeper. And the reason why we've had such a break on the podcast over the last two episodes is because when I tell you rock bottom got deeper, rock bottom got deeper. It got so much deeper. And the thing is, within a couple of days, hours, my entire life, the entire scope of who I am, what I mean to this world, how I perceive myself physically, mentally, spiritually, everything shifted and changed just recently. And it's taken me a minute, and even I can say that I'm still processing what has happened, but something just happened. And I'm not going to get too much in the very specifics of it, but it's like the thing that happened in my life recently changed the perspective of not even how I view the world, but also how the people around me view the world. And I think that we need to stop deeming bad situations to be bad situations. Many times bad situations they're just a coin flip, right? They're just a coin flip to get you out of the stagnation moment that you're in, the position that you've been in for years, and you're just there. Because I found myself there back when I was dealing with suicidal thoughts and actions. I found myself there, and it took a bad moment, like a very bad moment. I've told this story many of times on this platform, but it took me being in a bathroom in a hotel room and almost taking my life, making those thoughts literally a real-time event. And that was a horrible moment, a horrifying moment, something that I will forever talk about as a part of my testimony. But the thing about it is, in the moment, that's a bad thing. It's a bad event, but it was setting me up to be free. Now, there's two decisions that I could go. I could either do the thing, and obviously I didn't do that because I wouldn't be here to tell the tale, but I could either do in the moment, or I can use that bad moment to set myself up for something greater. Because God, God, there's this phrase that I want to debunk, right? There's this phrase in this world that says that God will never give you too much for you to handle. In the essence that whatever hardship you're going through, that God is, he is giving you enough material, enough resource, enough of everything to take care of it. God will never place you in a situation where you cannot handle that. And I believe that that is not true, because the thing about it is, if that were true and that God would never give you anything too much for you to handle, that means that you would never need God, because you already have in your own strength. Now, going back to the episode In Your Own Strength we did a couple of months ago, it's like, in that moment, in that hotel room, in my own strength, I had two decisions. I had two things. Either you walk out of this room alive but miserable, or you don't walk out this room, and in fact, you leave this room on a stretcher and later to be buried. And right there, that's where the title of this episode comes in. This is what I want to talk about. I don't know your story. And maybe I do know your story. Maybe we're close friends. Maybe we see each other every other day or every other week or every other month. Or maybe we connect online. But the thing about it is, there's a thing about humans, and especially with me, that even though we tell our story, there's still a side of us that we do not tell. And that side of us, or at least me, because I want to use me more than you, but that side of me was exposed this past week. See, the reason why I took two episodes off the podcast was not because I was lazy and couldn't produce, but it was because I was physically, mentally unable to produce. And the things that were brought in my worldview, the situation that was just like out of nowhere, was something that changed my perspective on life in itself. It changed my perspective on how I view life, how I view the things around me, the things that I've taken for granted, the things that I don't look at with a second eye, the things that I really don't pay attention to, like my health, my mental health, my well-being, who I talk to, who I'm around. It gave me a sense of self-awareness. But it also touched me deeper. It also took me to a moment in my life, and it exposed some areas. It exposed some things about me that, you know, I wasn't expecting it to expose. And here's the thing. With rock bottom just got deeper, I'm not saying, hey, let's talk about the things that affected our lives in the past, because we always do that on this podcast. If you're new to this platform, every single episode will give you literally an hour's worth of a self-awareness therapy session. I promise you, we are going to talk about the deepest parts of your mental that you would never have thought you would ever touch. Ever. But the thing about it is, I'm not talking about that this episode. I'm talking about the things under that. I'm talking about the subconscious insecurities that we hold. I'm talking about the layers and layers and layers of dirt that we have buried certain topics about our lives and about ourselves deep down in our brain. And it's like we have locked those things because, and this is the only reason why, we have locked those things because once we were growing up as children and we became preteens and then teenagers and young adults, every single growth spurt of our childhood, we grew a lock. And what that lock said was insecurity. Put the key in, turn it, boom. And every moment that people have looked at us funny, every moment that we were rejected because of what we, how we looked, or how we spoke, or how we reacted, or who we were creatively. Every single moment, every year of our development, I know I'm not the only one who's been through this. Every year of our development, we just added more locks, more locks. Oh, I'm insecure about this. I'm insecure about that. And the thing about it, it even gets deeper. It's not even the fact that we have added locks of insecurity and all of our creativeness and all of our real true, all of our real true selves are in this hold, in this box, deep inside of our mind. It's literally a cage. And we just, as we grow up, put locks on it and locks and insecurity and insecurity, and you can't do this and you're dumb and you're stupid and you are worthless and you are worth nothing and absolutely you're ugly. You are absolutely, not only, get this, not only is that happening, but the thing about it is the cage with all of those locks gets thrown in another cage. Why? Because people in this world, many people, and we love to claim that we're all angels. I know, I get it. Just hold that thought right there. Many people in this world, they will use our insecurities against us. So not only do we have insecurities, and those insecurities are holding back our true selves, but there's another wall, there's another force field of people then using our insecurities to get what they want. Now, the reason why I said that we all claim ourselves to be angels is because many of times we fall into the trap of doing this to other people, and we don't even know it ourselves. We don't even know it. We don't even know that we do something like this. It's something so heinous. It's something so ridiculous. It's something so, I can't even fathom looking at somebody who has chocked full of insecurities. Like, this person is absolutely rolling on the floor, just absolutely hating themselves. I cannot imagine walking up to that person and feeling justified and using their personality and manipulating their worldview and absolutely using that for my personal gain. But the thing about it is, ever since the beginning of this world, when Eve ate that apple and gave it to Adam, ever since the beginning of this world, we have been selfish and self-centered human beings. Every single one of us. All of us. And here's the thing. We are sinful by nature. Absolutely sinful by nature. We can be so on fire for God. Absolutely on fire for God. We're going to church every single Sunday. We're praising God. We're doing everything. And subconsciously, we might be taking pride, or we might be being selfish. And even though we're serving God wholeheartedly, like absolutely wholeheartedly, like we were talking on the Soul series in Deuteronomy 6:5, where to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, we are serving God wholeheartedly. But then we take pride in doing that. And sometimes we are blindsided, and we just need something to happen. And the thing that happens is the thing that we really don't want it to happen, but then again, it's needed and it's necessary to happen. And oftentimes, God will literally say, hey, here's your rock bottom. I saw you under that fig tree. I saw you crying out to me. But I'm going to take you deeper. And I want to show you something that you're going to suffer. It's going to be difficult. I know. But I want to show you something so much greater. So that's what I went through. this past week, this past 2 weeks, honestly, for this past month and this past season, it's like this year has been so good. The beginning of the year has been so amazing. But then we get to the recencies, and it's like, God, how? Why? Like, haven't I not done all for you? Like, I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know what my family did wrong. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. But the thing about it is, what God took me through was needed, was necessary. It was absolutely what needed to happen to get me on the right track. But anyway, let's go back to the subconscious. Let's go back to the rock bottom, but not even the rock bottom, but what's below the rock bottom. So we have all these locks, and we put all these locks on this cage, and this cage holds the trueness of ourselves. It holds our happiness. It holds our joy. It holds all of our dreams. It holds everything that we want to do. But ever since a little child, like a little kid, when we were in preschool, made fun of us and said, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too stupid, you're too whatever, that took us down and deep, and we had to put a lock. And not only did we have to put a lock, but since we locked that characteristic of ourselves, then we have to create a brand new characteristic of ourselves. And we really talked deeply about that in our soul series a couple of episodes ago, but we had to create, most of us, an alternative personnel. We had to create an alternative ego to literally mesh with the world as we were growing up. And that didn't sit well with us. I'm gonna be so honest, at least it didn't sit well with me. And I carried on this alternative personality for so long. And until it didn't do me any good, it brought me to my worst depression. And actually, it brought me to that hotel room. And here's something I just want to tell you. This is just FYI. This is not even a part of what this episode is about. But I just want to say this. If you are living your life for another person, I want you to pause right now and stop. Absolutely stop. First of all, I want you to think about that person that you're living in emulation of. I want you to think about whose life are you walking in? Because that is what you are doing. You are walking into another person's life, another person's dreams, another person's persona. Mainly the persona, but also you are actually walking into their likeness, how they carry themselves. And it's like those things can be good if you are following good morals, if you're following good people who have just a good background and where they stand and where they go. But even then, regardless, it's destructive. Because let's say that you are emulating a pastor, right? You're emulating someone, a preacher, a minister, someone in that field who just have all their ducks in order. But the thing about it is, even though you are living out a true godly life that person has spent the last how many years cultivating through their story, that's a very important phrase, their story, that you emulating their life, you're going to come out all right. Yeah, you would think so. It's like, yeah, I followed somebody who has good morals, who has good principles, who they do good things, and yeah, I should be fine. But then on the other side of the coin, let's say you're emulating somebody with bad intentions and with bad morals and with hasty feet and always doing something wrong, you would say, actually, you wouldn't even say that that's bad because you don't know. You're blinded. You're blindly following somebody's essence. But the thing about it is, it doesn't matter whether it's for good or whether it's for bad. It absolutely doesn't matter, because the thing about that is you are stripping yourself of your story. You're stripping yourself of your life. You're stripping yourself of what God specifically has for you. It's like The crazy thing about podcasting, the crazy thing about any public speaking, by the way, is that this message hits me in a specific way, right? It hits me. And from my point of view, I'm talking about the things that I'm currently dealing with. But from your point of view, you can take this message and it's like, this means something completely different. Actually, it might not even be relative to what I'm thinking in my mind. And that just goes to show you that you and I are unique and our thinking patterns are unique. And the way that we live, the way that we process information, the way that we take it in, the way that we speak it out, the way that we walk, the way that we follow others, and if I were to follow you, let's say for example we were right next to each other, and if I were to follow you, and you lived a great life, but then I also have so much potential to be so much more. It's not saying that I want to be better than you, but it's saying that I'm stripping myself away from all the things that I could walk into. And this is why following and emulating people, whether it's celebrities or your neighbor, I don't care. Emulating people is so destructive. Because you're stripping yourself away of your voice, your narrative. And this is why those who manipulate others, and if you manipulate others, because we all want to deem ourselves to be angels. I know, I get that. But some of us, we do stretch the lines. We do, you know, bury, and we do cover up those lines in the sand, and we kind of like fumble the bag a little bit, and we gotta lead people a different way. This is why manipulation is so super destructive, because not only are the person who's being manipulated like literally like just absolutely going through so much gaslighting and so much confusion, and the world is against them because this, that, and the fourth, and the third. But also in the same breath, their breath is being taken away from them. Their voice, their likeness, their narrative, what God has for them, what God has planned for them, is being used for somebody else's. Yeah, so the whole alter ego thing, the whole emulating other people thing, the whole following your favorite celebrity thing, I get that. We love the people that we love, but I can't speak for you, but for me, I would much rather follow what God has for me. And bringing it back to the message, it's like sometimes God has for me is something that I would never put on my schedule. I would never take time out of my day to do. And it's all character building, right? And the deepest and the darkest, and even the moments below the deepest and darkest, are the moments we don't think about, right? And we've buried them. We put them in a cage. We put these locks on them because for years and decades, we've been called names and derogatory terms, and we've been put down by society, and we feel so much insecurity that it doesn't even matter what we do. Nothing will work. Nothing will work out. And here's the thing. Romans 8:28, it speaks a message. And it's a message that we all quote and we all love, but it's also a message that, well, let's just read it. So Romans 8:28 says, coming out of the God's Words translation, it says, we know, pause. Yeah, you can already take a message out of that. Just let that simmer. Resume. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Remember the soul series, Deuteronomy 6:5? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. So during that soul series, we've already said that we have loved God and we're giving full commitment to God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and through all of our strength, right? So we turn to Romans and it says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those whom he has called according to his plan. This is true because he already knew his people and had already appointed them to have the same form as the image of his son. Right? So why did I pause at the first of that verse? We know, right? We know. So why are you complaining? And this hit me like hard because I know all things work together for the good of those who love God. But then I get myself tripped up. And when the all comes into play and when bad things go on, because, you know, bad is included into all. It's all encompassing, right? So when bad things come into play, I start complaining. I start whimpering. I'm confused. I'm like, okay, God, what's going on? There's a storm. What am I supposed to do? Like, I don't have materials right now. And the scripture, it says, we know. That means that we already know that everything that happens in our lives, everything that goes on, every good thing, every bad thing, every heinous thing, every trauma and the things below the traumas, everything that we have gone through as children and we don't want to bring them up because they bring a tear to their eye. Every single poem I have written as a 14-year-old child going through the pain of possibly losing my mother, and then the very next month that thing happened and then I'm wailing and crying. And we know. Every single time that I was in the bathroom and for 8 hours, 12 hours, I was sitting there in complete darkness because this thing happened to me, or I felt so depressed that I couldn't even walk. And we know every single time where as a child, I would be in children's class and the whole classroom would look at me because I was different from everyone else, or I thought different, or I looked different, or my ideology was absolutely completely far advanced that everyone was saying, oh, you're a smarty pants, you're blah blah blah, you're a nerd. And we know every single time you felt so alone and you felt so rejected and you felt so by yourself, even though that moment is right now or that moment was over 20 years ago. And we know every single time you shed a tear, and we know. Because the thing about it is, that two words, we know, or if you want to be extra with it, three words, and we know, it means that as we are going through traumatic experiences, or even as we are going through experience that we love and we celebrate, it still stays the same. And we know that if I'm going through a moment where I'm instantly in pain, and it's not even physical pain, it's psychological pain. There's something that happened to me. Maybe it's something in my childhood that happened and then boom, it triggered up again, or some situation happened to trigger that emotion, that thing within me. And we know, even in that moment, that direct moment of time, I want you to say, I know that all things, it doesn't say that I know that good things, it doesn't say that. It says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. I want to drive this point home Because we believe in the Bible, but subconsciously we don't believe in the Bible. And hear me, before you click off this episode, we believe in the, we believe in the text. Like we do. But we fail to apply those things to our lives. That's what I'm saying. We fail to absolutely encapture this scripture and say, as I'm going through a trial, as I'm going through a test, quote the scripture, and I know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. And many times we can get caught up in that moment that is the depths below rock bottom, that we can say, God, this is going to work out because your word says that it all, whether for good, whether for bad. So the situation that I went through this past week, it tested me. Like, seriously, it absolutely tested me. And I have to be honest with you, I didn't feel like podcasting. I really didn't. Like, I love y'all. I really do. But at the same time, I have a mental also. And I felt as though if I were to walk up on this microphone and speak stuff, I would be straight lying through my teeth because I cannot pursue God, seek freedom, and acknowledge my God-given gift if I'm so swelled up with emotions that it doesn't even matter what I say. It's all lies and deceitfulness. So I had to get myself right. And the things that I've learned going through this experience is the fact that God, one, is always near and always with us. And the fact that, hey, when was the last time you thanked God for the air that you breathed? When was the last time you thanked God for the food that you ate? When was the last time you thanked God for the little friendships that you have? You might not have everyone in the world, but you have some people to look out for you and for you to look out for them. When was the last time you praised God that you can walk? When was the last time you praised God that you can actually read and that you don't have cataracts in your eyes, that you don't have to walk with a walker? Even if you have to walk with a walker, when was the last time that you praise God that you can actually walk with a walker? We take so much stuff for granted every single day. And the moment that I went through, literally the moment of distress that I went through this past week has really exposed me to not only my deeper insecurities as a child and running up to now, but also it exposed me to me really honestly taking for granted everything that God has done for me, everything that God has. Yeah, you might be going through something for the last 5-6 years, but the thing is, you are here today, aren't you not? You might have been going through a very depressing moment, but the thing about it is you can do something about it, can't you not? The message that I want to put forth today is, yes, rock bottom did get deeper, but what are you going to do about that? Rock bottom, you hit rock bottom, and that was my story. When I was going through my suicidal thoughts, I hit rock bottom. The hotel room, that was rock bottom. The fact that I almost offed myself, that was rock bottom for me. What was your rock bottom? But the thing is, it got deeper. What was your rock bottom? But not even what was your rock bottom, but how did your rock bottom get deeper? Because I believe, and I have multiple friends who have gone through this, right? They come to Christ, right? They come to Jesus Christ. They renew their lives. They say, God, in my own strength, has only led me to sin, has only led me to the deepest of hell. I want to come to you. They give their lives to Christ. They put the weed down. They put the smoking down. They put the extra activities at both after 10 o'clock down. They put all of that down. They pick up God's word. They go to church. And the thing about it is they're feeling so great. Then something happens and now they're confused. You shouldn't be confused because this life as a Christian is not, hey, I'm saved by grace. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and now I'm forever. No, this life being a Christian is, it's a battleground. You literally sign the dotted line to be in spiritual warfare every single day. Today is not going to look like before. Today is going to look like I'm going to have to struggle to stay alive. Today is going to look like, oh, there's ops out like everywhere. I'm gonna have to pray and get on my knees every single day, read my word every single day. It's not the fact that you become a Christian and everything comes clearer and everything becomes absolutely wonderful. It's the fact that we enter into this reality that we have an enemy, that we, Satan, our adversary, is forever right there. And the thing about it is, the more we give our souls to this world, as we were talking in the Soul series, the more that our belief in Jesus actually dwindles. And we're going to talk about that on the next podcast episode of the Pivot series. But I want to tell you that if you are a Christian, you've stamped yourself with this lifestyle, do not go back to what the enemy has for you, because the enemy is always there. The enemy is right there. And the minute that you listen to that song, the minute that you give 1% away of your soul away again before you come to Christ, and then after you come to Christ, and then you're like, let me listen to this, let me watch this, the moment that temptation grabs you, that's the moment where you lose control, and that's the moment where you fall into a pit, and that's the moment where it says, hey, just like your servant Job, Lord, remember your servant Job? Well, I got Joey, because Joey came to Christ, but now Joey slipped into pride, or Joey slipped into temptation, or Joey slipped into this, and now I got him. Satan goes to the courts of heaven, and then the angels review the papers, and the angels say to God, oh, yeah, he got him. He got him. Like, Joey just opened a foothold. He just opened a stronghold for the devil to walk in. And that's what it means to be a Christian, to guard ourselves every single day. Because the reason why rock bottom just got deeper, maybe the reason why, is because you allowed rock bottom to get deeper. Maybe the reason why rock bottom got deeper is because you allowed it. You with your pride, you with your arrogance, you with your, you, and I'm talking to me also. The reason rock bottom got deeper is we keep giving the devil power, right? We keep giving the enemy authority over our lives to consume and take us. The reason rock bottom got deeper is because we are soldiers who are on our phones watching TikTok. The reason rock bottom got deeper is because we're coming to church and not staying after the prayer. We come to church not to be in a battleground. We come to church to hear a message and then go back to our sin. We are bench warmers. That's all we are. We're not in the game. We're sitting on the bench. You want to be a bench warmer? Cool. Go to church. You know? Don't listen to the word. And then after the preacher says, amen, you're dismissed. Be dismissed. But if you want to take territory, and if you want to see the blessings of God in your, and if you want to get out of this rock bottom, and if you want to see God, you want to be in the presence of God, this is going to take a lot more energy than you just lazing around at church. Hear the message, not really praise God during the worship service. But if you want to see God move in your life in a way that you have never seen it, we have to press deeper, and we have to go deeper, and we have to pursue him on a different level. And it's going to be difficult, and rock bottom is going to get deeper, and it's going to get deeper, and it's going to continue getting deeper, because the thing about it is, the devil doesn't take a break, man. It's not the fact that he's off on holidays. But we as Christians, we always take off on holidays. But that's another story. This is actually, hey, I'm just going to leave it right there. But the thing, I just want to tell you, when your rock bottom gets deeper, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit around, whine, and cry, or are you going to do something about it? Because I find myself this past week, I'm going to put myself on blast. This is like FYI. I found myself slowly dwindling back into, I'm just going to whine and just like, I'm just going to do what it do, you know? I found myself back in the emotional trap that I saw 4 years ago. And I was like, you know what? This might be deja vu and I might live it now. But no, if you want to see the power of God in your life, we got to go deeper. We got to go deeper. And going deeper means self-reflection. It means getting in a moment with God, God's word, and unlocking the chains, unlocking those locks of insecurity. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. Trust me, it's going to be really difficult. But the thing about it is, all of those locks that you have placed on yourself from age 1 to age however old you are, I promise you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. All of those people that you're trying to fake and put up a facade for, it's not worth it. All of those people that you believe the lies that they told you, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're this, you're depressing, get away from me. It's useless. It's not helping you. It's not helpful to you. It's only going to dig that hole deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. It's going to only lead you down a path that you cannot return from. And I know you want better for yourself. I know you want better. And I know that you have dreams and aspirations. I know that God is moving on your life. You want to know how I know this? And you might be saying, hey, why do you know this? You don't even know me. You don't even know my stride. You don't even know what I've been through. I know this because you're alive today. And if it would have been in your own strength, and what your own strength provide, I'm pretty sure that you would have been dead right now. I can testify. I definitely, 4 years ago, they would have had my funeral service. And I put that on everything. Because I was so committed to doing it. That's what my own strength told me. I was so committed to doing it. But I didn't do it. Why? Not because I put down the knife, no. But because something led me to put it down. Something led me to give life another shot. And now something is leading you. And it's not within your own strength. That's why you have to praise God. And if you believe that all things truly work together for those love God. And if you truly love God, according to Deuteronomy 6:5, you love him with all of your heart, your soul, and your strength, not just 50% on Sundays, but 100% on Mondays, 100% on Fridays, 100% on Friday nights. Oof. I'm not trying to go there. But anyway, you love him with 100% of your strength. All right, so now trust in him. You read his word, right? You go listen to the messages, right? Okay, then apply those things to your life. And this is not even a message for me, for you. This is a message more for me. Because as I'm coming out of this moment of distress, God is building and leading me to destroy things of my life that I've been holding on to for so long. See, this is not even a process of me leading you through unlocking the locks of your past. This is me leading the both of us to unlocking the locks of our past. Because I know I have locks, many of them. And even people will come up to me and say, Joey, you're so free. Joey, you are so free. You just have a different vibe, a different characteristic about you that no one, I've never seen anyone else have. Yes, that's because I'm mentally mature to the where I am today, but that doesn't mean I'm 100% perfect. That doesn't mean that there's moments in my life that I just have to sit and cry. That doesn't mean I'm not still going through things. Every single day is another day to unlock a chain. Every single day is another day to create a chain. And that's what we don't realize. The fact that, yes, our past has inflicted pain on us. And through that pain, we have created these locks and we've chained ourselves to this post. But the thing about it is, if you keep living in a victim mentality, oh, the world is against us, woe is me, you are now perpetuating the act of creating newer chains and newer bondages on your life. And that's why living as a victim is not even, it's so destructive. It's not fair to you to always put up this woe is me mentality. Are you going to be a victim or are you going to be a victor? I don't know. You're going to have to decide for yourself. But I just want to tell you, when rock bottom gets deeper, what do? When it seems hopeless, where do you turn? And when it seems like you don't have a breath, who do you turn to? But this is all that I have for you guys on the podcast. Hey, I just want to close with this one little message. Hey, if you are in a distressing moment, let me tell you something. God's going to see you through every single thing. And here's the proof of this. If it is in your own strength, the entirety of your life, tracking from when you were a little kid up until right now, how many situations in your own strength where you prevailed in that? Like literally, you can count on one finger how many times that has worked. And I don't want you to be prideful. Let me just say it. Let me just say, you ready for the answer? Ready for the answer? It's zero. Because every time we do stuff in our own strength, God has a different plan. And I want you to know that whatever you're going through, release it. Put it in God's arms. The burden is way too heavy on you. And it's dragging you down. But anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. Hey, if you want to get connected with all of my social media and anything that's going on the podcast, you can follow all of my social media at JPoeticsWorld. That's Poetic spelled with an X, World spelled WRLDA. And if you want to give a monetary gift to the podcast, you can Cash App us at JPoeticsWorld. That's Poetic spelled with an X, World spelled WRLD. And I am so grateful and so thankful for just God showing me new things in this season, absolutely changing my perspective. And we're going to run through those things as we move along with this pivot series. But hey, I just want to close out in prayer. Let's just get our hearts ready for what God is going to do for the rest of this day. Lord God, we thank you. We glorify you. We praise you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for the good times and we thank you for the bad times. Lord, we don't really want to think about the bad times, but God, I know that you have a plan for every single moment of our lives, that you are doing something that we do not see, but that you are working in the background, making it for our good. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. And Lord, we love you with all of our heart and soul and our strength, according to Deuteronomy 6:5. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for a refreshing of strength for every single person listening to this episode, that mentally, physically, and spiritually, that we are all refreshed and we are all tapped into your word in prayer. Lord God, I thank you for the rest of today and how you are going to bless it and how you are going to use it for your purpose and not for our own agenda. And I thank you and I glorify you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the JXW. I'll catch you in the next one. Love y'all. Peace.